I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
4 days away from the MLB trade deadline. Soon as something goes down, soon as there's a juicy enough rumor that's reputable, we will let you know. And trade deadline Thursday is going to be crazy because we're also going to be out at Giant Camp splitting the signal because the Yankees have a day game against the Tampa Bay Rays. So you'll be able to hear the Yankees on the AM side. You'll hear us on the FM side talking New York Giant football, but also the trade deadline. The deadline is at 6 o'clock. We'll be on the air during it. So it will be a crazy Friday, July 31st. And this probably means nothing, but 10 years ago, on July 31st, 2015, I was also at Giants camp. I was sitting with Joe Beningo. We were interviewing New York Giants. How'd you guys do that year? I think you guys sucked in 2015, right? 7-9, 6-10?
That was Shermer's last year.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, 3-13?
No, that was Coughlin's
last year. I think it was like 6-10, right? You should know that off the top of your head, Sean.
A lot of those six-win seasons blend together.
I know the following year you guys had a good year because you went out and was aggressive in free agency, won 11 games, all that. So the Giants were about to have a bad year, and the Mets traded for Yoenis Cespedes right at the trade deadline in 2015. So 10 years ago to the day, scene of the crime, baby.
6-10 they were that year.
See? So here's what I know about what's going to happen now. The Giants are going to suck, and the Mets are going to make some kind of shocking deal. Would you sign for that? No, that question is only for Tommy since he's a Met Giant fan.
The answer would be no.
Well, you wouldn't sign for that. Tommy, would you sign for that? We recreate 2015 a little bit?
Yeah, just win the World Series this time. I'll gladly sacrifice that for a championship.
What if I tell you we don't? We lose in five to the American League Central Detroit Tigers.
And the Giants have another bad season?
And the Giants go 6-10. Would you sign for that?
Do the
right
Giants
now?
At least show me some promise? Like, can you give me that? Like, they'll be good next year? Can I ask
I can't promise you anything.
You went backwards on the first thing. You didn't give me a championship. Then we went back to the NLCS. Now you can't even give me Giants, like, well, maybe I'm, make the playoffs next year?
I'm giving you a recreation of a decade ago, much like at the New York Giant camp on July 31st, 10 years to the date. I'm just giving you a recreation. The Giants go 6-10-1. We'll throw a tie in there to keep it even. And the Mets make a big trade and lose in the World Series to a team from the American League Central. You sign for that.
I can't sign for losing in the World Series.
Wow.
I can't sign for losing. What kind of fan would I be to sign for to be second place? I want to sign to be first place. That's
good
the only thing
good
I'm
answer,
signing.
Good answer, Loogie.
Thank you.
And by extension, you're saying hell no to the Giants sucking.
Well, also, too.
Well done. Well done.
My question for Evan is, were you interviewing somebody when the, like, was it, all right, bro, we'll get to Victor Cruz here in a second. Can you believe this? Like, what happened the moment you found out? Like,
so
what were you doing?
I have to go back into the archives to really find out. But my memory tells me we had a Giant on right at 550, which was not good booking, by the way.
We'll get back to the backup punter here in a minute, but first...
like, we will organize this a lot better, where there'll be plenty of Giant stuff, but we'll make sure that, like, the last 10 minutes of the deadline were cleared out. Or if Joe Shane's the one guy who's allowed to be on, because Joe Shane would be so cool with... All right, guys, you got baseball news?
Right.
Hold on, Joe.
What do you think went into that deal?
Plus,
I gained some insights from Brian Cashman.
Joe Shane was sitting across from me when I found out that Kevin Durant demanded Sean Marks and Steve Nash get fired. And so I reacted to it like, oh, my God, I can't believe the news. And Joe almost had a heart attack.
Did he know what you were talking about?
No, he's like, what happened? Because he thought it was football related.
Oh, I see.
Or it involved his team. Like, I was about to break football news to him.
I believe I have your guest list. From that day.
From July 31st, 2015?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Shane Vereen. A combo of Eric Flowers and Andre Williams.
I remember them together, yes. Mm.
Prince Amukamara. And Ruben Randall.
Boy, they screwed us, man.
Now,
oh,
remember.
You also had Dottino and John Beeson.
Of course, yes. They happen to be hanging around. When you send all three shows, the midday show gets, I don't want to say the scraps, but I think they prioritize.
No, Tommy. Think about it. We were on during the trade deadline. We were filling in for Mike day.
Yeah.
That was an afternoon show in 2015 because Mike was taking his endless vacations.
It's not Mike,
he was at the horses, right?
Yeah.
Your last guest that day, I just didn't see the scroll. That might have been the one, was Rashad Jennings.
Yeah, I think Rashad may have been on as I'm getting the news that Cespedes is coming.
Yeah.
It was a crazy day. Crazy day. And that was also the night where Wilmer Flores hit the home run. And I didn't score the game that night because I was so emotionally drained from everything that happened that day. I actually cried. It was a big waterworks night.
Wow.
I started crying in front of my wife. She's like, is everything okay?
Such a wimp.
Well, I was emotionally drained, T.
There's a lot, obviously.
There's a lot going on. So, yeah, bottom line is we will book this a lot better, but we will be at Giant Camp on the exact 10-year anniversary of July 31st, 2015. Now, coming up at exactly 3:30, we will get a full report from Tiki Barber, who was in Cooperstown over the weekend for CeCe. Also, Hobnob with a lot of sports legends. Of course, he is a sports legend himself and has some information regarding Derek Jeter. So hopefully Boomer's listening at right around 3:30. Let's go to Anthony in Roselle Park. What's up, Anthony?
What's up, guys? I want to say thank you for keeping me on hold. I think you guys made a couple good points that get to my point. I don't see it bad for the Yankees soft selling, kind of like they did in 2016. I know they don't have as much relievers, but you could end up re-signing Devin Williams if you end up getting anything back. But if you sell high on Trent Grisham and get anyone that's even in the top 200, 150, I think it's a better deal. The Yankees need to get more grit. They need to get more grind. They're a little too old and slow, like you guys have been saying.
Right.
But I think
you're talking trade for a prospect. Not to win them.
Anything that gets better now. I think you can replace Grisham with Jones. I think you can replace Loldy with
Wright. So what you're saying, Anthony, is fill the farm system and bring up those guys that are ready to come up.
Here's the problem with 2006.
It's interesting. It's just, it's not proven. It's not how you do it in Major League Baseball to try to continue to also win now.
Well, that's the problem. Like in 2016, the New York Yankees ended up getting hot because they called up Gary Sanchez. And you could say that with Spencer Jones this year. Hey, they call him up, he gets hot.
Right.
On July 30th, the day before the trade deadline in 2016, the Yankees were 52-51. They were out of a playoff spot.
Yeah.
It was a completely different situation.
Not even close.
Like right now, in fact, I'll tell you how far they were out of the second playoff spot. They were 4.5 games out, which is not buried. But they weren't in a playoff spot the way they are right now.
Right,
so comparing it to 2016, I think is completely unfair.
Yeah, they're a game and a half safe in the playoff spot right now in the wild card.
Correct.
So it doesn't make any sense to think like it was in 2016.
And plus,
the circumstances are different. The game is different. The development of prospects are different now.
Well, I don't think, could you get a top prospect for Devin Williams? I don't know if you're getting a top 100 prospect. I think he would offer you a better return.
But he wasn't even saying that. He was saying a top 200 guy for Trent Grisham, just to take a flyer.
Right. Is that really worth it?
I don't know. The likelihood of seeing that guy make it is so small. Now, the only thing it does is give you room to bring up, if you wanted to, Spencer Jones.
You could bring up Spencer Jones either way, though.
I agree.
I mean, you don't have to rely on taking a player who's been productive for you, who's probably not getting you that great of a return, and trading them away. Mm-hmm. I don't think the 2016 comp works at all based on where they are. Like, the Yankees were a 500 team that was out of a playoff spot. Like, yes, they did something they weren't used to. They sold, but that's not this team. Peter is calling from Poughkeepsie. Hey, Peter.
Look, everybody says that Volpe sucks as a hitter, and everybody agrees that somebody like Vlad Guerrero is terrific.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Let me give you some statistics. They both had about the same number of at-bats, about 400. Volpe has 22 doubles, Guerrero 23. Volpe has 14 home runs, Guerrero has 14 home runs. Mm-hmm. Volpe has 55 RBIs, Guerrero has 54. And their slugging percentage is not that far off. Guerrero's better because he's got a better on-base percentage and some things.
Right,
but
right.
If you take these statistics alone, and everybody agrees that Volpe should not be swinging for the fences all the time, you have to conclude that Volpe is a relatively productive hitter. His statistics are very close to that of Guerrero, whom everybody agrees is a productive hitter. So that's something to consider in deciding what to do with Volpe.
I really give you a lot of credit. That was a great attempt. That was basically pulling up Vlad, who has not had the greatest year off of his big contract, but clearly has had a better year than Anthony Volpe, and pulling the stats in which they're close in, like home runs and RBIs and doubles, and saying, see, what are we complaining about? I give you a lot of credit in terms of creativity. But if we compare Anthony Volpe to other shortstops around Major League Baseball, he's not as good. Like, where does he probably rank offensively amongst all shortstops? Well, let's do a little test. Like, where does he rank in OPS amongst all shortstops? And the answer is, like, the bottom half of the league. And then you throw in the fact that his defense just hasn't been great. And you throw in the fact that he hasn't fully developed as the player you expected him to be. And I think the result we get to is that he's been a disappointment. Now, is he being replaced right now? No. You know, I would play Amed Rosario a bunch over Anthony Volpe. Right. Not permanently, but I would. It doesn't sound like Aaron Boone's going to do that. And then next year, I would certainly look at upgrading the position. But in terms of the right now, they do have to live with him. But arguing that, well, look at Vlad's numbers, they're not that far off, doesn't really feel like a very fair argument, to say the least.
No, there's too many other things that he's not doing really well right now.
I mean, look at his defense.
Right.
I think his defense is part of the issue. It's gone backwards. But compare him to other shortstops in Major League Baseball, and he comes up very, very small. And that's part of the issue. Like, he's just not that good. Now, is he the number one issue the Yankees have? I wouldn't say it is. I think right now their number one issue is probably adding a starting pitcher and adding another bullpen on.
All right. Second to last in average.
Amongst qualified shortstops?
Amongst qualified shortstops.
There you go. What does that tell
you? He's way down there in OPS. And those are the things that you look at.
Right.
War I don't love because I don't even know how it's really calculated. It's got a terrible war.
Well, it factors in defense. It factors in base running. It factors in, I don't trust it either, but it's a stat that at least attempts to kind of factor everything in. You know, here's the proof that I think war is flawed. So war is like how much better a player is than like the average replacement player. So Aaron Judge has a great year and he's like a 9 war player, right? Which means he's worth 9 wins.
Mm-hmm.
We watch Aaron Judge every day. Now, granted, Aaron Judge is only going to miss a few weeks, but let's say he missed an entire season. Don't you think he not playing would affect the Yankees more than just 9 wins?
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Then there you go.
That's why it's flawed.
Is that not the best simplistic way to throw it out there?
Like, yeah.
He's going to affect you more than 9 wins.
Of course.
So then he's not a 9 war player. He's probably greater than that.
But you think they could win a World Series without him, so.
Well, I do because of the way the sport is built, and also because I do think that the Yankees have kind of more, they're more equipped to dealing with playing without him. Like in years past, when Aaron Judge didn't play or Aaron Judge was ineffective, they would crumble. Like, I don't think that's going to happen over the next 2 weeks.
Bellinger's the big reason why.
And also, just to follow up that point on, well, he's a 10 war player, doesn't that defeat your point? Not really, because I'm only talking about 2 weeks. I think you can survive 2 weeks without a great player. If you're telling me he was out for the entire season, yeah, I probably would take a lot of wins away from the New York Yankees, and my view would be different. But we're only talking about a sprint of about 55 games, and then you're talking about a sprint through a best of 5, a best of 7. Like, as long as you're in the tournament, anybody can win a World Series. And I've had that argument with you for 2 years, and now it's funny that that argument has shifted around the Yankees when it used to shift around other random teams or the Mets. And now I'm having the argument with you, right. But it's about the
fighting.
Yankees.
Now you're fighting for the Yankees, like, soul here for the from the fan perspective.
Because I'm consistent about it.
Yeah.
You want to have your soul sucked as a Yankee fan?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's not a report, but it's a John Heyman tweet
about
the Yankees.
Yeah. Give it to me.
Nestor Cortes is a trade candidate with the amazing Brewers actually having a starter surplus. Might the Yankees bring him back? That can't be the move.
Nestor Cortes.
No, because
he's been hurt for five months. Right. What's his status?
Right, and what would be the point? What would you bring him here to do?
Starting pitching depth.
For what?
To enter the rotation.
The regular season?
Right. So be your fourth starter.
And so,
and then guess what happens, Tiki? The moment they need a left-hander, Aaron Boone will go to him over Tim Hill in the playoffs.
Exactly.
And see what happens.
You create the same scenario that happened last year.
So hard pass.
Is he, he's rehabbing right now with Milwaukee? Because remember, he got hurt very early in the season after he threw batting practice to the New York Yankees, amongst other teams. And he hasn't.
Was that this year that he had?
Yes.
4 pitches and 4 home runs?
That was like the first couple of days of the season. Right.
That's when we believed in the Yankees.
That was when we were all blaming the bats.
Right.
So Nestor got hurt briefly after that. And the latest I've read is that, quote, Nestor Cortes looks strong in his latest rehab start. So he is on his way back, which is good to see. I disagree with you guys. I trade for him. You can use pitching depth. Why not?
You can use pitching depth, but going to town, I know we're going to overuse that whole thing. Ryan McMahon, Ahmed Rosario, Nestor Cortes, that's not going to pump you up thinking you're going to the World Series.
But Sean, you didn't tell me it's just Nestor Cortes. You just said trading for Nestor Cortes.
You think that they're going to add 2 starting pitchers?
Yeah, absolutely. I look at the rotation. I think
but if it's not a starter, like what? So it's interesting what the Mets are trying to do here to trade deadline, because it doesn't seem like they're going to do anything other than bring in another reliever. Correct?
That's what you think?
That's what it feels like.
I agree with you. I think they're open to adding a center fielder and open to adding a top of the rotation arm.
But they need to, especially if Ronnie Mauricio is playing the way that Ronnie Mauricio is projecting now after his, what, he had 4 hits? Yeah, 4 for 4.
A
home run into McCovey Cove and a couple doubles. Like, if he can play every day and Beatty can play every day and Jeff McNeil can play center, what do you need? What do you need to adjust anything for? Like, why do you need to, you know, I don't know, boost? Where are you boosting?
I think center field, just the defense overall in center field, because Tyrone Taylor's a wonderful defender. He just doesn't hit. So I think that would be the thinking. But what's the overall point?
My point is, if they're bringing in anything other than a reliever, it would be a starting pitcher who's going to start, Not just regular season, but postseason.
A top of the rotation arm.
Top of the rotation arm.
Yeah.
But who is that?
Right.
Who's going to get that?
On the list of guys that are available, I think that Gallen, Kelly, Cease fit that. Joe Ryan, if he's traded, fit that as guys that you would slot ahead of Clay Holmes or Frankie Montas. Mm-hmm. But with the Yankees, see, I think they can use both. Like, I think that, and this is the problem. Like, Sean, if you're framing it as they just added Nestor Cortez, I'd agree that's not enough. But if you're telling me, hey, they can add Nestor Cortez and it doesn't cost you much, they couldn't use rotation depth. It also allows you to move Cam Schlittler to the bullpen where he can be pretty damn effective.
Yeah, but do you want him in the bullpen?
I don't know. It depends what's out there. It depends what's available. It gives me depth. It gives me room just in case Max Fried isn't healthy.
Right.
It gives me room in case Luis Hill doesn't come back.
But Schlittler's been really good in his first two starts.
I understand. I'm just saying, like, there's no negative to trading for Nestor Cortez. The only negative is you saying it's the only pitcher they
have. But it just feels like a move for move's sake.
I disagree. They could use pitching depth.
They can use pitching depth. You have more confidence that they would go beyond that. I don't. I could already see the tea leaves would be, hey, look, we brought back Nestor Cortez. He had success here. Luis Hill's as good as a trade deadline acquisition, and that's what we get served.
I think the Yankees need to add a starter, and Nestor is not this, who you can envision starting a playoff game. Mm-hmm. So right now, the Yankees, in my opinion, only have two, Max Fried and Carlos Rodon. Luis Hill maybe gets there.
Right.
Cam Schlittler maybe gets there.
Right.
If Marcus Stroman pitches well consistently, sure, he could get there. But as of right now, they have two. So if you could add somebody who could start a playoff game, that'd be great.
Right.
And I think that Zach Gallen, despite the year he's had this year, is that. Dylan Cease is that. Right. Merrill Kelly is that. I don't know if those guys are going to be moved and what the cost is.
Yeah, well, we had the caller call earlier and talk about Mackenzie Gore, who's with the Nationals.
I'm skeptical they're going to trade him. He's under team control for multiple years.
That's why it was exactly what I was going to say. It just doesn't seem right or smart if you're the Nationals.
I think you'd have to trade Spencer Jones in a trade like that. Are you willing?
I mean, the details seem gory to me. I'd do it.
Ah, because his name was Gore. I thought you were going to do like an Al Gore reference. Yeah?
He doesn't know Al Gore well enough to do an Al Gore reference.
You don't know Al Gore well enough? He was the vice president for eight years and ran for president.
Yeah, no, how old were you?
I was young. I know the...
He invented the internet.
The documentary on him, yeah.
Yeah, what was the movie called? The World is Ending?
I forgot what it was called.
Something like that. I can't remember.
Fahrenheit 9/11? No, that was Michael Moore. What was it called?
I know, it screwed me up. I know I saw it.
Damn it! What the hell was that? Where you're sitting in with the projector talking about global warming?
An Inconvenient Truth.
Yes. Inconvenient Truth, yes. He's not most famous for that. I think he's most famous for the 2000 election.
The hanging chads.
Yeah.
Lockbox.
See, I know more Al Gore than people think.
Well, you should have pulled a hanging chad thing.
Yes. Yes.
All right, look, the brain's still firing. Well, we'll come back.
It's better than Mackenzie Gore.
Yeah.
Good news is, if they trade for Mackenzie Gore, plenty of room to make those jokes.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Every time he starts.
Whenever I hear...
Like, didn't throw a hanging chad, but it was a hanging slider. It went a long way.
You ready for it?
He'd be a great addition. Like, those are the kinds of trades where... I know a report came out the other day. It was from Bob Nightingale, so everybody's skeptical, that the Yankees are willing to trade Spencer Jones. Here's the deal. It depends on who it's for.
Right.
Like any trade in baseball. Like Mark Vientos. There's a report. Was it Andy Martino who had it?
Yes.
The Mets are willing to trade Mark Vientos. Okay, for what? Mm. That's the key to all of this. Like, that's what makes us decide it.
Yeah, he might be the most interesting potential traded away piece in New York right now.
Well, let's get into it coming up. Plus, Tiki Barber's got stories from Cooperstown and more of your telephone calls at 888-808-1019. Half past three here on The Fan on this very hot, disgusting Monday afternoon here in New York City. Mets are still out west. They are red hot with a 7-game winning streak. And the Yankees are home tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays, beginning a 4-game series. Now, over the weekend... And this is the one thing I hate about the Baseball Hall of Fame. I hate the fact that the speeches are in the middle of other baseball games. Because I'm a baseball fan, I'd love to watch all the Hall of Fame speeches, but it's actually competing with Major League Baseball. So I never watch the Hall of Fame speeches live. Usually I just go on YouTube at night and I'm like, let me check it all out. I wish there was a way for Major League Baseball to have the ceremony as a standalone event, not competing with actual baseball. One idea I have is to make it on a Sunday night. So instead of the Mets playing the Giants, that's a day game, too, and Sunday Night Baseball instead is the Hall of Fame ceremony, and I think that would have benefited you, Teak, and everyone else.
Yeah, but
it was balls hot outside.
It was. It was ridiculously hot outside. In fact, Dave Parker II took his jacket off as soon as he got up.
Dude,
it's baking out here. So CeCe was, like, sweating through his clothes. It was crazy.
We could all see.
And they were in the shade.
That's crazy.
And we were in the sun. It was insanity.
So my nighttime idea would actually be beneficial.
It would be, but it'd be challenging because Cooperstown is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's 3.5 hours for me to get home. Almost four hours to get home. And so if it ended at like 7 or 8 or even later, I'm not getting home. I'm not going to stay in Cooperstown
all night. I love you, Teague. This ain't about you and what time you get home.
Okay, that doesn't matter. I don't need to go anymore. I went to see who else is going in that I need to go see.
I think you're done.
I'm good.
Did you like Cooperstown?
I did like Cooperstown.
Was it as cool of a city as I described when I got mocked by Tommy and Sean?
So around the lake was amazing. Otsego was the lake.
Oswego?
No, I think it's Otsego. How you say the name of the lake? It was gorgeous. It was beautiful. The homes were amazing, but you get like 5 miles outside of that. You're like, where the hell am I?
No, it's middle of nowhere.
But
it's such like a beautiful town.
But it's beautiful. It was kind of fun to think about. There's nothing up here except for the Baseball Hall of Fame.
And the town surrounding it and with all of those little restaurants and, you know, the shops.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really cool. I'm glad we went because we weren't going to go until the day of, drive up 3.5 hours and go to the ceremony, sit in the heat, and then drive back because there was nowhere to stay. Like if you slept a little bit on getting your room, you were screwed.
Dude, you got to do it years in advance.
You had to stay an hour and a half away.
Crazy.
But Angie Martinez and her partner, Orande, had a place, Airbnb, last minute, and they had an extra room.
Oh, nice.
So we went up the night before, and we got to hang out and go to CC's, the Yankees party that they threw, and that's where all the people were.
Well, we all saw a picture, for those that haven't seen it, a picture of New York sports royalty. It featured Andy Pettit.
Mm-hmm.
It featured CC Sabathia, of course, the man of the honor, man of the hour. It featured Michael Strahan. It featured Tiki Barber. And it featured El Capitan. Derek Jeter.
Yes.
Now, Derek Jeter has taken some shrapnel over the last few weeks, including from our very own Boomer Esiason.
Boomer Esiason!
Who called him, quote, an elitist for not going to Old Timers Day.
Mm.
So a couple of questions. Is Derek Jeter aware of what Boomer said?
Yes, Derek Jeter is aware. And in honor of that, I'm going to do my... What are we going to call it? Oh, I know. A Cinco de Tiki.
Oh!
We're going to do a Cinco de Tiki of my five favorite Hall of Fame moments. First of all, congratulations to all the inductees. Billy Wagner, who is an amazing flamethrower from Southwest Virginia. Tazewell, Virginia, by the way, which is just down the road from Roanoke, Virginia, where I grew up. Obviously, Dave Parker, the Cobra, who was a ridiculous athlete way before his time. Dick Allen, who was Rookie of the Year and an MVP and carried a huge stick. Obviously, my guy, CC Sabathia, and the immortal Ichiro Suzuki. So, here we go.
Number five.
So, we went up on Saturday night, and we got to go to the who's who of Yankees on Saturday's CC's party. Now, Rob Manfred was there. Hal Steinbrenner was there. Strahan was there. Harold Reynolds, our dude, was there. Eric Davis, ED, was there. Reggie Jackson, tons of other people, legends, and who's who from the Yankees. Reggie, who you talked about, Pettit, Mariano was there. Jeter was there. And I went up to Jeter, and I said to him, geez, I got a question for you. By the way, this is fully on the record.
So he knew this was all on the record.
This was on the record.
All right.
I'm like, Old Timers Day. Because my partner says you don't want to hit. You don't want to look like you can't hit.
I stand by that.
That's not true. I said, what happened? And he says, I have a birthday party for my kids.
Did he deny that he doesn't want to hit, though?
No, he does. He doesn't care.
He doesn't
care. He would. You were dead wrong. More importantly, Boomer was dead wrong. He got so mad at Boomer, I had to go buy him shots. So mad that I had to like dump water on his head.
He was
so
mad.
He'd cool down and chill out. Boomer, just call him. Just ask. Well, he's not an elitist.
In fairness, does Boomer have Derek's phone number?
I don't know. He's a star in town.
Wait,
go find it.
So Jeter said, quote, he should have called me?
Should have called me. Don't speculate about me. Just talk to me.
Wow.
So he was hot. I had to calm him down.
Wow.
Whew.
Not to interrupt, I think that's great. Boomer should know better. Here's my biggest concern out of that. You had to go buy Derek shots. I'm supposed to believe in the Yankees at the deadline. No open bar.
It was open.
All right,
I'm sure it was paid for by
Hal. He was trying to make things sound better.
Right. I was making it more interesting.
Number four.
So, this is interesting. So, my former brother-in-law, if this kind of makes sense, his name is Mark Caiafa. He's a SVP over at MLB Network.
Okay.
Does the production side. So, me, Tiki Barber, football player in New York, because of the power of WFAN, I've become known as a baseball man.
You're a baseball guy.
I'm a baseball guy.
Yeah.
I was actually on the Hall of Fame broadcast.
Wow.
They called me aside to talk about CC.
Wow, that's awesome.
Pretty awesome. And I chalk it up to being on WFAN.
Number three.
So Dave Parker II, obviously he passed away just after finding out that he was elected into Cooperstown. And he started to write his speech because they didn't know if he was going to make it. And he wrote a poem that his son, Dave Parker II, read at the induction ceremony. And it was epic. It felt like the whole thing was in the voice of Dave Parker speaking through his son.
Wow.
And it ended, if you watch this, it ended with a poem that he wrote. And this poem was classic because it was all of these things that he talked about, loving Pittsburgh and, you know, loving like who he was and who he became. And he has this confidence and cockiness about him. And it ended in this like iconic way because in his documentary, I mean, it took him a long time to get to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so for those that missed this, the end of the poem is, "To my friends, families, I love y'all. Thanks for standing by my side. I told y'all Cooperstown would be my last ride. So the Star of David will be in the sky tonight. Watch it glow. But I didn't lie in my documentary. I told you I wouldn't show."
Wow. That's funny.
It was great. That was great. That was his last line. It was fantastic.
I haven't seen that speech yet. Like I mentioned, I watch everything on YouTube. Yeah. I got to watch that.
It was great.
I'm glad that Dave Parker, because I think what's so sad sometimes is when a guy gets into the Hall of Fame and it's after they're gone. And they don't get to enjoy
100%.
That. The fact that he knew. The fact that he was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He may not have been there for the ceremony, but he knew he was getting in.
Great.
I think it's fantastic.
So,
number two.
Ichiro's speech was outstanding.
Yes.
I mean, my wife, Tracy, asked me, she said, "Is he going to do it in English or is he going to?" I said, "He's probably got to have an interpreter." He gets his speech, gets his ring, takes the pictures with the commissioner, just stands up there. He goes and grabs a binder. And I was like, dude, he's going to talk. He's going to do it himself.
Yes.
And so he spoke like so deliberate and emotive. And he was poignant and funny. It was like a lot of levity. But the details of his speech were just awesome. And he talked about how in Japan, like people had a lot of opinions because think it was Nomo before him that inspired him and a lot of others. And then he came over and in Japan they basically said, "Don't embarrass the nation."
Right.
He said that in the speech. It was amazing. But the thing about it that made it funny was that he called out one particular guy.
Yeah,
one particular guy who we all know. There was one unanimous Hall of Famer in Major League Baseball. That's Mariano Rivera. There should have been two, and Ichiro wanted to know who it was.
Baseball taught me what it means to be a professional, and I believe that is the main reason I am here today. Not because my skills are better than others. 3,000 hits or 262 hits in one season are achievements recognized by the writers. Well, all but one view. And by the way, the offer for that writer to have dinner at my home has now expired.
He was amazing. Ichiro went last. He was iconic as a player. I mean, well over 4,200 hits.
Yeah, including Japan.
When you count to Japan.
Which you have to.
You have to, because he was a professional there for a lot of years and came to the United States and was just amazing. It's funny, Evan and I were talking about this before the show. He wouldn't have been highly judged because of his OPS.
Yeah.
Because he was just just on base. But he didn't walk.
He didn't hit for power.
He didn't walk, didn't hit home runs, but dude, you needed a hit, he was getting you a hit.
He's one of the great pure hitters you've ever seen.
And one of the great right fielders or center fielders that you've ever seen.
Stole a ton of bases, had a great arm in right field. He was a wonderful all-around player, but he could tell you, you could tell by that speech, he's still pissed off about that one guy.
Right.
Number one.
And of course, it's got to be my guy, CC Sabathia, talking about not specifics. I loved what he did, actually, in his speech. Because usually you get these speeches at Hall of Fames or other venues like this or moments like this, and you just get into the thank everybody stage.
Right.
Like, thank this person, thank this person, thank this person. And we don't know who the hell you're talking about most of the time, so it becomes long and droning. But CC got up there and he said, there's so many people to thank, but you'll hear from me personally.
Right.
Right, to thank you. And then he went on and talked about the importance of women in his life, his aunts and his grandmother, his mom, Marge. He talked about they would talk about pitch selection sometimes after his starts, his daughters, Saya and Jordan, and then maybe most importantly, his wife, Amber, who is also an MLB agent, if you guys didn't know. And she's awesome, the guiding star in his life for almost 30 years. And so he finished his speech by saying about the women in his life, and he said, I want you guys to go home, tell your grandmothers, your mamas, your siblings, your sisters, your daughters, etc., that you love them. So, taking his advice, Mama Barbara, Doreen, my mother-in-law, Ella, Riley, Brooklyn, and Tegan, and of course, my lovely wife, Tracy. I love you all. That's from Cece.
Very sweet. It was a great speech.
It was a great speech. It was a great weekend.
I
enjoyed it.
I felt bad because it was so hot, and you could see this.
But you knew it. They warned you.
Yeah, you knew going in.
When you get a packet, they tell you, be ready to sweat.
Right.
So,
CC had such a great career, and I love the way he addressed all aspects of it.
Yeah.
From his early days in Cleveland to even the decision to come here, which is one of those decisions we will always cite.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Oh, it's also like we forget the pit stop in Milwaukee.
Well, I think the pit stop in Milwaukee for me, and I'm going to be an IBO in this case, and I understand what he did for Yankee fans, and I respect it, but I'm just going to take a step away.
Mm-hmm.
What he did in Milwaukee is what makes him a legend.
Right.
Because he not only got traded to a baseball team and pitched to a 1.6 ERA, that's great. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy, in his contract year who took the ball on 3 days rest for a month straight.
Think about that.
That is insanity. In a contract year where one injury could have derailed everything.
Yeah.
So for all of his accomplishments, just to me as an IBO, there's nothing more impressive than what he did in 08 with Milwaukee.
100%. And not only that, he threw three complete games to end the season.
Yeah, well, I know. Including the last one that eliminated the Mets.
Who the hell does that?
I know.
It's unfathomable to think about pitchers doing that these days. Unselfishly sacrifice, not even sacrificing, it's just going to grind and do your job and then do it well.
Oh, and do it incredibly well. He threw seven complete games in the 17 starts he made for the Brewers down the stretch. That run was one of the great trade acquisition runs I've ever seen.
Right.
And the fact he did it knowing there was so much risk of injury and it could have derailed the contract he got, it's one of the great things in his career.
Right. One of the things I was asked, because, I mean, CeCe has so many friends, like, everywhere. Right. Like, across all industries, whether it's music or sports or entertainment or whatever it may be. When I was on MLB Network, they asked me, what do you, most about him? I said, no matter what situation you find him in, you're going to feel good when you leave it. Because he's infectiously happy.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. And he's engaging and larger than life. I mean, you saw it when he came to the, you guys saw it when he came to the Fanatics Fest and he sat on the desk. He's engaging and he's real. And he's not been perfect, right? He's had his problems. We all know about the alcohol issue that he went through, but he came out of it and he's been committed to it for years now. It's just, he's the easiest person that I know to root for success for.
And it's something we didn't know necessarily at the time. It's more come out over the last few years that when Brian Cashman signed him, obviously he wanted to sign this great pitcher. Like, right. Who wouldn't want to sign a great pitcher coming off that run with Milwaukee? But part of the reason why they signed him is they looked at him as a guy that could clean up the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
That there were real issues, I guess, in the A-Rod Jeter feud that was going on. And that Brian Cashman felt that personality could change everything.
He's a leader.
And that leadership thing worked because they won the World Series right away.
That's right.
So congratulations to him. First ballot Hall of Famer. And it was definitely a fun weekend. Now let's just figure out a way where it's standalone and it's not competing with baseball.
There's no way it can.
Well, let's just think about
how could you do that? Because unless you just make it a non-day, a non-baseball day.
Well, I've got a couple of ideas. One would be the All-Star break. One would be to put it up on the Wednesday after the All-Star game or even the Thursday after the All-Star game and make it a prime time event and keep it away from other games. That's number one. Is there a flaw with that?
It's just hard in the middle of the week. Like, the Mariner influence was massive.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle. I mean, people traveled.
Oh, I could imagine.
To come.
I think he had the biggest influence of fans based on the recency of it. No offense to Dick Allen or Dave Parker. The recency of it and the fact that the majority of his career was spent with one team.
Right.
While CeCe has a split, Billy has a split. Mm-hmm. Like, there were splits involved.
Yeah.
And Ichiro is a Mariner. I know he played for the Yankees and the Marlins, but come on now.
Oh, he crushed the Marlins, by the way.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was the best part of it.
It was a lot. So Ichiro's line was, yeah, when the Marlins called me, I didn't even know who they were. I didn't know what that team was. I mean, come on, bro. They had won the World Series over the course of your career. Don't give me this you never heard of the Marlins. It's not like you're talking about a team that was invented 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, so he was just taking a shot at them.
Yeah.
It was a good one, too.
No,
it got a good laugh.
He got a lot of laughs. Look, Ichiro was very, very funny. Did a great job. My other idea is at the end of the season. So the season ends on a Sunday, Monday and Tuesday before the playoffs start.
But are people going to care?
Yeah.
Or are they done?
With what?
Baseball. Like, do they want to keep hearing about baseball?
Okay, then do it before the season the way the NFL does. The NFL does it this weekend, right?
Yes. Yes.
The Hall of Fame game is Thursday.
Yep.
They've got the ceremonies over the weekend. It's like your, hey, let's get ready for football kind of event. So could you stick this in mid-March?
Yeah, Cooperstown in mid-March, just where you want to be.
That's a problem.
No, it is.
You know what, though? Ask CeCe this question. Because he'd be the guy to ask, hey, CeCe, would you have rather have made your speech in 95-degree heat or in a crisp 45 degrees in the middle of March?
Why not just...
There might still be snow on the ground up there.
That's true.
Why not just do it this past Saturday night instead of Sunday afternoon and play no Saturday night games? Everything during the day leading into and have, whether it's MLB Network or Fox, present this
totally
Saturday
fine
night.
Right, that
totally
would be
fine. Yeah.
That would be fun.
It's similar to what I said about Sunday, but I get Sunday being more of an issue.
The challenge, I think, though, location-wise, I don't think there are lights out there.
Are there not?
No, it's just you're sitting in the middle of a field, baseball field.
They can install lights.
Of course you could, but would it look the same?
So you did something, Teak, that I don't think Sean has ever done. I've never done. I don't think Tommy's ever done. I've been to the Hall of Fame many times. I love it. It's a pilgrimage to me every couple of years. I've never been there for an induction.
Oh, and now this is the second one. Second one for me because I went to Canton.
Oh, well, I'm talking about the baseball one, but you're right. You've been to two inductions.
Two inductions.
I've never been to an induction in Cooperstown, and I've always said I'll go when it's for somebody that means something to me. Now, you've never gone, right, Sean?
No, and now I've had multiple people that have meant something to me.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, you've had, whether it's CeCe himself, whether it's Mariano, whether it's Derek Jeter, like, you've had chances to it. Like, for me and Tommy, I mean, what's our chances for our era? Mike Piazza? That's basically it. Am I missing anybody else?
Beltran?
He hasn't gotten in yet.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting in.
No, he's saying, like...
Oh, that Tommy past.
Said, yeah, the past.
Yeah, like...
Who could you have gone for?
Right, Piazza was the only one.
Yep.
And I love Mike. I didn't have the motivation to do it. So my question is there a guy?
Why didn't you have the motivation?
I don't know. I love Mike, but it was... I don't know.
Because he was split?
I think he was... Look, Mike...
He didn't start with the team.
Yeah.
He wasn't a career Met. Like, I loved Mike Piazza, but I was never... It never even crossed my mind. Like, it was never a motivation to go to Cooperstown and watch his speech. And... If David Wright got in, I'll start with him. Because I do think there's a chance at some point he could get in. Would you want to travel for David?
Yes.
100%. I think I would, too.
For David, absolutely. For DeGrom, you would crawl there. We know
for Jake, that's without
For Jake,
without
you'd have him, you know, you'd buy the house he's staying in for the week.
Yeah.
Jake would be a good one, too. As far as current players, Pete. Absolutely, if Alonso ever gets in.
I love Carlos Beltran. I would not go for
That's
Carlos.
Fair. But I think Alonso, if he stays with the Mets his entire career and makes the Hall of Fame, but if he hits...
That's a little bit from now, though.
Yeah, and he's also not... I love Pete. He's not on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
Lindor?
I don't know.
You don't think he's on a Hall of Fame...
Lindor is on a Hall of Fame trajectory. I meant, would I... I don't know.
If he wins a championship, we're going.
Probably.
I got news for you. If they win a World Series and you're a star player on that team, you make the Hall of Fame, go.
That basically makes it.
Yeah, I agree with him.
The Hall of Fame. No, I mean, the championship.
Oh, I think...
Because it's now ingrained in you forever.
100%. I think Tommy's right. I think if Lindor won a championship, my answer would go from I don't know to absolutely. What about you, Sean? You seem like a pig. You haven't gone to see anybody.
I'm just very selfish when it comes to my summer weekends. I have no interest in being up there in Cooperstown and taking me away from the pool and the beach. It's the honest answer.
So it would never happen?
Nah.
You're never going to do it?
No, and it doesn't... I love those guys. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, now...
I got to tell you, it was great.
Yeah. Look.
It was. It was worth it.
I'm sure it's
a
fun time.
It was a long
time.
Drive.
Yeah.
I have an electric car, so it was challenging, but it was good. Worked it out. Thankfully, the Best Western had a charger that he could use for all overnight, but it was worth it. I'm glad I went.
Did you ever go to Canton for a Giant induction?
No. Never did.
You've never even done it for football. Same thing.
No.
Summer weekend?
Will you never go? Will you not go to Canton either?
I think he'd go for you. But yeah. I think that's also different.
Would you go for Eli? Or will you go for Eli?
No. Unless you're getting paid there. I would go for you because I know you personally and you're my personal friend. Yeah. I love all these guys. But no, like I'm not going to lie. There are like 10 summer weekends that you get when you live in the Northeast.
I respect,
that's my thing, man.
I respect that answer, which leads me
to
think and be skeptical that Tommy would ever go. Like, I think Tommy's talking a good game.
What's Tommy doing on the weekend?
I don't know, but he barely wanted to go to David Wright.
I'm glad you brought that up.
He hesitated over David Wright.
No, but Sean, I was weighing my options. I said I would get back to him.
You considered not going to the retirement ceremony of David Wright. What makes me think you're going to drive 4 hours to go to Cooperstown? A town that you don't even think is that good.
No, I probably won't, but I will at least consider it. I just want to ask Sean. He gave me so much grief about the David Wright situation, and he won't give up his summer weekends. So are my summer weekends not as valuable as yours? I'm curious. Why won't you give up yours? When I said, I got to weigh my options. It's a summer weekend. I got to see what I'm doing. Why was that any different than your summer weekend?
Because I just wanted you to look like a bad Met fan on the radio.
Okay. Well, that's at least you were honest there. And I ultimately ended up going, and I would say that you always weigh out your options, but my advice would be go. Because even with Piazza... You know what I mean? We may never get a Met, you may never get another Met in the Hall of Fame, so always take advantage of those opportunities when they present themselves.
I got you.
He's giving us a lecture. We should take advantage of it. Meanwhile, he'll never go to Cooperstown.
Yeah, no shot. You'd have to drive me and pay for everything.
I got you.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.